Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree? You are knowing what you are wanting, for the most part. Always changing, forever clarifying, amending desires eternally. Are you enjoying the evolution of your desire? As a new desire becomes focused and you stand not yet in the fulfillment of it, the new desire gives life to you, gives you something to anticipate, something to look forward to. And even though it has not manifested, you hold it as an objective, a point of focus. And you feel good even in the absence of the manifestation. If you've achieved that state of mind, then you have reclaimed the position that you held before you emerged into this body. Because from your non-physical standpoint, you know that there will never be an end to that which you are about. And so the new unfulfilled desire is what leads us all forward. So often our physical human friends have a new unfulfilled desire that tortures them. They feel more unhappy about it than happy because the fulfillment of it is that which they desire so much. So in its not yet completion, they feel incomplete or unaccomplished or inadequate. And we want you to work on getting over that, because if being incomplete translates as not enough or inadequate within your vibrational field, then you're not having a good time and you're not allowing the wholeness that is you to create. But if this new unfulfilled desire inspires you and calls you forward and gives you life, and as you understand that there will always be another and another and another, that every desire is eternally amended, always adding to, then you step into the rhythm of your eternal nature. And that rhythm is, I am a wonderful being in this focused consciousness that is me, and what I am about is motion forward, and even though this thing that I know I want has not yet manifested, it is not a reflection on my inadequacy. It is instead a reflection on my eternalness. It will always be that way. There will always be some new idea of something that I want that is not yet manifested. And this is a very good thing. As physical humans, you are truly on the leading edge. You have focused yourselves into the most dynamic leading-edge environment that exists anywhere. And what that means is the contrast is so supreme, the variety is so significant, your choices are so never-ending that you are literally taking thought and experience beyond that which it has ever been before. In the process of that new desire being born within you, you are subjected to a tremendous amount of contrast. And learning to manage that contrast is what effective creating is really about. Because the very contrast that will inspire the new idea within you is also the very contrast that confounds you. And so today, as we are moving forward, chatting with you about anything that is important to you, we want to help you to discover what your vibrational countenance is. We want to help you discover what your dominant vibration is relative to issues that are important to you. Because what your dominant vibration is relative to any issue that is important to you means everything. The creative process is three steps. Ask, it is given, and you let it in. You do the asking part unconsciously. You don't even have to really know about that. Contrast will cause you to ask. Source energy answers, that's not your work. Your work is to let it in. And that's what we're talking about adjusting your vibration and making sure that the vibration relative to any subject that is important to you matches your desire. So we put it in these words. Is your dominant vibration a match to your desire? And we have to say to you, if there's something that you want that hasn't been coming, then the answer to that question is no. If you have been wanting a mate and it's slow in coming, or if you're wanting improvement in relationship and it's not coming, or you're wanting more dollars, or you're wanting to change bodily conditions in some way, if you've been wanting something and it's not been changing, then the reason is your dominant vibration doesn't match your desire. Your dominant vibration needs an adjustment, and it's not a difficult thing to do. Sometimes we see you standing in a place where you're so frustrated because things are not the way you want them to be. And your feeling as physical humans is somebody should do something about it. And we agree with you, somebody should. And there's only one who can, and that's you. Everything is up to you. Even if it's about the way you're interfacing with another person, the tendency is to say, well, if that person would be different, then I would have a better experience. And we say, that might be true, but you cannot control what the other does, but you can control what you do with your vibration. And when you control what you do with your vibration, you control what part of everybody else you activate. Some of you may say, oh, yes, but that person has a dominant personality that I can't change. And we say, everything that's coming to you is coming in response to your vibration. Everything that's coming to you is coming in response to your vibration. Now, we're not just talking about words. What we're saying is, everything that comes back to you is vibrational response to your vibration. So if you are feeling indignant about something and you are putting that vibration out there, even if you're not speaking your words, what you are activating in yourself, and therefore the aspect of the other that you are interacting with that you are activating, is not going to be pleasing to you when it comes back. And your tendency is to say, they should not give that to me. And what we're saying to you is, you are summoning it from them every single time. You say, well, I cannot create in their experience. And we say, but you are creating in your experience. Have you had the experience of watching where one child will have one behavior pattern with one adult and an entirely different behavior pattern with another? And you say, it's not like it's even the same child. I don't understand this variation. And we say, one person is activating this vibration in the child and another person is activating this vibration in the child. And the same thing is happening to you. People are activating things in you. You're activating things in them. What we want you to do is say, finally, I'm going to be in control of my own vibration. I'm going to offer my vibration on purpose. And in doing so, I'm going to be the deliberate creator of what comes back to me. Jerry awakened from a dream a while back, and he said to Esther, I had the most vivid dream. And it occurred to me that I created every person in my dream. I gave them their personalities. I gave them the words that they spoke to me. I gave them the attitude that they reflected to me. We say that's exactly right. He did. You all do. And you do it not only in what comes back to you in your dream manifestation, but you do it in what comes back to you in your real life manifestation. Sometimes it doesn't seem like this is true to you, because you see things happening that seem apart from you. We want you to understand they would stay apart from you unless you are observing them, giving them enough attention that they become an active part of your vibration, and then they're no longer apart from you. They are a part of your experience. There is no situation where vibrational harmony with well-being cannot be achieved, and manifestation, therefore, will follow. There is nothing that cannot be modified into well-being. All it takes is an understanding of what the source of well-being is and a vibrational alignment to it. And that would take some mind discipline. That would mean I can no longer look everywhere and talk about everything unwanted and be in vibrational harmony with well-being at the same time. That means I would have to make a concentrated effort about making well-being my dominant vibration. Relative to the subjects that are important to you, what is your dominant vibration relative to those subjects? Relative to your body, when you think about your physical wellness, Do you feel confident and secure, or do you feel tentative and uncertain? You know. In other words, we do not have to read your energy to tell you. You know. When you think about your dominant relationship, does it feel life-giving or life-draining? Does it feel like freedom and soaring and adventure, or does it feel like bondage and trouble and struggle? You know. You can tell where your dominant vibration is, and you can tell by the way it feels whether it's a dominant vibrational match to what you want or whether it's a dominant vibrational match to what you do not want. You can tell. Now, you can also tell by the way things are manifesting. That's a really true reader, because no one is living anything that is not a perfect match to what their vibrational outpouring is. But we want to help you to recognize at earlier pre-manifestation stages what your dominant vibration is, because it's so much easier to shift a vibration while it's in your dream state or while it's still in your emotional state before it is manifested into that which you would call my life experience. Again, we say to you, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's manifested. You can change anything to the way you want it to be by choosing thoughts that feel good when you think them. So, now you understand, we can feel you doing it. You understand the basis of what the science of deliberate creation is about. We are calling it Art of Allowing because we're wanting you to realize that your dominant work is to, no matter what the subject, reach for thoughts that make you feel good, because in doing so, you are allowing what you desire to be your dominant vibration. And with a little bit of practice, it can be. Sometimes you'll say, well, Abraham, I've had this condition, whether it is a financial condition or whether it is a physical condition, I've had it for a long time. So I must have a pretty practiced thought. And we say, it does not matter, because when you set your deliberate attention to something, you can make things happen fast. Once you make up your mind what you want. Sometimes you say, but what I'm living is so pervasive. The bills are piling in, or the phone calls are coming, or every time I look in the mirror, or I've got this pain in my body. In other words, the current condition is so pervasive that it dominates. And we say, but you can practice some visualization, some virtual reality, and you can make the vibration that you discover within your virtual reality the dominant vibration. You can do it so much more easily than you think. I want to show you how to practice a vibration that serves you better, and you know that it does because you feel better in the moment, and as you feel better in the moment, life is better already, and as you practice it more, things around you begin shifting and changing. In other words, the evidence begins barreling in right away. It's not like you have to practice and practice and practice and practice and after you're dead you see the results. The results begin coming immediately with just the slightest shift of energy. Good. We are eager to visit with you about anything that is important to you. There is no order of business here other than you will discover the perfect unfolding. Sometimes somebody else will lay the perfect basis to your question. Sometimes somebody else will ask your question even better than you could. And here's the best part. Sometimes, as another person is asking your question, you will be in a better place of receiving your answer to your their question than if you were the one asking. It's going to be a very good day. We can feel it already. We'll begin right here with you. Yes.